Sunlight Enterprises receives CARF accreditation. Good morning, I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news. A local nonprofit organization that strives to help people with disabilities has been awarded a three-year CARF accreditation for its employment program and services. Starlight Enterprises Incorporated's mission statement is to help persons with disabilities achieve their dreams and aspirations in partnership with each of their communities. CEO Cassie Elvin says with this new accreditation, this will allow them to do just that.
This allows us to work with opportunities for Ohioans with disabilities in employment services for persons with disabilities.
SEI had to submit an application and meet over 80 standards to be considered for this accreditation. Elvin said CARF, Commission on Accreditation of Rehabilitation Facilities, is an international recognition and helps organizations improve their services and programs.
So this offers an opportunity for us to expand our services within the county and even outside of the county for persons looking for employment services such as job readiness, job development, community-based assessment.
Elvin said because it's a peer-reviewed accreditation, it means so much more to know SEI was able to perform at their standards.
So this offers an opportunity for us to expand our services within the county and even outside of the county for persons looking for employment services such as job readiness, job development, community-based assessment.
For more information about Starlight's employment services, call 330-339-2020 or visit them at 400 East High Avenue in New Philadelphia. Programming operations and related services are expanding for a 10-month leadership development program through a new partnership. Leadership Tuscararas was founded in 2002, and for their 17th class, learning experiences will be enhanced due to a collaboration with Kent State University at Tuscararas. Program Board of Directors President Jeff Nadig explains that Leadership Tusk members attend focused classes once a month.
Designed to help business leaders, civic leaders gain new leadership skills, as well as find out what leadership style they are. That can be used in their workplace, boards that they serve on, in the home. And the program also allows them to learn about what's available in the county as a whole.
Kent Tusk will help provide business services for initiatives
such as reaching out into youth-led leadership programs and working with them. They, of course, have the resources to help us with educators and people to help some of these classes. So they're going to just really give us some great stability and consistency.
The 2018-2019 signature program starts this month, and Leadership Tusk is accepting community project applications to give members the opportunity to learn and practice team leadership skills while making an impact in the community. Find Leadership Tuscararas on Facebook for additional information. In state news, a teen accused of making a video threatening to shoot up an Ohio high school has been sentenced to a year of house arrest and probation. The Akron Beacon Journal reports a judge Tuesday also ordered 18-year-old Caleb Probonik not to go within 500 feet of Manchester High School. Probonik pleaded guilty previously to inducing panic. He said Tuesday the video was a joke and he never intended to frighten anyone. Prosecutors found no evidence Probonik planned to carry out his threats. In sports, Ohio State head coach Urban Meyer has been suspended for the first three games of the 2018 season for the mishandling of domestic abuse allegations against a former assistant coach. Those games will be Oregon State, Rutgers, and TCU. Athletic director Gene Smith was also suspended more than 2 weeks without pay. The Indians fell to the Red Sox 10-4 last night. Pitcher Carlos Carrasco had a rough outing for the Tribe. Cincinnati was shut out by Milwaukee 4-0, and Pittsburgh lost to Atlanta 2-1. This afternoon, Cleveland and Boston wrap up their four-game series. First pitch is at 1:05. The Reds are at the Cubs tonight at 8:05, while the Pirates have the day off. The Cleveland Browns have their third preseason game tonight. They host the Philadelphia Eagles at 8 o'clock. Stay up to date with the latest sports news by finding Big Z Sports on Facebook and Twitter. Your news this morning, it's brought to you by Parkway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on Commercial Parkway in Dover. A look at your Z Country forecast is coming up next.
Hey Z Country, Andrew Anderson here. I would like to personally invite you to our newly remodeled showroom at Parkway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Dover to take advantage of our summer clearance event. Over 10,000 off off select 18 Jeep Cherokees, more than $7,000 off 18 Jeep Renegades, or up to $12,000 off on the Chrysler Pacificas. Looking for a truck instead? Then come in and check out our selection of Ram 1500s and see how you can save over $16,000. Stop in and see us at Parkway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, or check us out online at thenewparkwaysuperstore.com.
Gorgeous weather today, a mostly sunny sky, high temperature this afternoon in the upper 70s. Tonight, clear sky, low temperature drops down to 54. Remaining pleasant Friday with sunshine, afternoon high near 80. Friday night, we'll see increasing clouds, low 62. Saturday, partly sunny, stray showers as a warm front crosses the area, high temperatures around 80 degrees. Then it turns warmer and more humid Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds. Look for a high in the mid 80s. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
To stay up to date with local news, visit us on Facebook, Twitter, or at WTUZ.com. From the WTUZ Newsroom, I'm Michelle Spring.
99.9 WTUZ.